Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Jimmy Smith, along with colleague Ryan Sundberg, brought an agenda item to the supervisors' meeting last week that would consolidate economic development and natural resources with other county departments. The item was spurred by the pending resignation of Kirk Girard, who was left as the head of the diluted department once planning and building were removed from his responsibilities. Supervisor Smith gives some insight into why the item was brought forth.
So we put this agenda item together sort of hurriedly, and the one thing I regret is that we came up with a recommendation when the recommendation language should have been a little softer. We should have said this is an option or an alternative for the board members to look at, get some staff input, and see whether we want to move ahead with one of these other options. But it was, in fact, clearly it was a chance to look at whether we're going to be able to save some money, incorporate change, and do some consolidations that would benefit the public.
The board is currently in the process of recruiting a head for the Department of Planning and Building. The chief administrator's office will now take some time to study the best options for the county, whether to consolidate economic development with the CAO and put natural resources under public works, to maintain the status quo, or to find another route in dealing with the issue. State lawmakers held a press conference in Sacramento today to highlight a bill aimed at saving California's state parks. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, who co-authored AB 1589, said in a statement that protecting state parks is not a Democratic or a Republican issue, but that keeping them open and accessible is something we can come together over without dispute. The bipartisan legislation provides several options for the state to maintain state parks and make them more self-sufficient. One component would allow motorists to buy special fee-based license plates or to redirect a portion of tax refunds to support the park system. The bill also includes a provision to create a state park enterprise fund and also requires the Department of State Parks and Recreation to provide information and methodology when it proposes to close a state park. The bill now heads to the Assembly floor for consideration. A captain in the Humboldt Bay Fire Department can give a big thank you to a CAL FIRE helicopter pilot on a training mission for helping a search and rescue team locate him in the Trinity Alps. Chris Jelinek was reported missing in Trinity County yesterday after failing to return from a 20-mile run through the mountains. The Trinity County Search and Rescue Team was notified, and search and rescue dogs from Humboldt County were dispatched as well. Jelinek was found safe and sound in the New River drainage, and he was flown out to the command post. During the search, local emergency units were mobilized in case they were needed, including members of Humboldt Bay Fire, Arcata Fire, the Sheriff's Department, and civilian volunteers. The Fortuna Police Department is searching for the suspect or suspects who burglarized a storage unit at the four-star mini storage facility on North Fortuna Boulevard sometime between May 11th and May 16th. The victim reported that the thieves had stolen several family heirloom firearms, a safe containing cash and coins, and firearm ammunition. Fortuna police report they picked up latent fingerprints at the scene that are now being analyzed, and officers would like to speak with anyone who visited the storage facility and saw anything out of the ordinary or suspicious. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature two of eight candidates vying for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board. We ask the candidates what is the biggest challenge facing the district. Up first is Janice Olkin.
I think the biggest challenge right now is to maintain a really high level of education opportunities for the kids while staying within our budget constraints. Currently, I'm on the interim school board for the new district, and our superintendent, which is our county superintendent, he and the finance department just put the two budgets together, and we're at a $1.5 million deficit.
Marilyn Strell answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her answer.
Sadly to say, I think the budget is the biggest challenge. The governor keeps trying to decrease the money that they're giving us. And if this initiative doesn't pass in November, we'll lose $370 per student. And we've already had such tremendous cuts. It's really hard to keep the excellence in education going, along with the things that are very important to me, like sports, music, the arts. We've been blessed with employees that have gone above and beyond their duty to make sure that the students are receiving this, but it's really hard on employees, and we have to make sure that they don't burn out.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews of all by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.